page 1 of 9, 102 Newman, Faith, Spirituality, and Religion, a model for understanding the differences. Leanne Lewis Newman. The terms faith, spirituality, and religion are often used interchangeably, though their definition are unique and distinct. This article discusses the nuanced differences among the three terms. It presents a model for the interrelatedness among the three important constructs and suggests ways the model can be used for further research. Faith is nearly impossible to define. It means something different to each individual. Faith is understood to be intensely personal and often seen as extremely private. The term faith ranges in meaning from a general religious attitude on the one hand to personal acceptance of a specific set of beliefs on the other hand. Helwig, 1990, p. 3. Yet faith is still superimposed on the lives of our students. Newman, 1998. Though most often seen in religious terms, faith remains an extraordinarily important construct. Lee, 1990, p. v. Despite the mandate from the student personnel point of view, American Council on Education, 1937, to develop the whole person as part of the student affairs profession, a relative silence has permeated the faith dimension of student development. Even with the advent of Fellers, 1981, faith development theory, it has taken until well into the 1990s for student development researchers to begin investigating faith development of college students. Within the past few years, however, researchers have called on our profession to begin focusing on this dimension of student development. Love and Talbot, 1999. Temkin and Evans, 1998. With this call comes the responsibility to make clear distinctions as to the specific focus of our inquiry. The terms faith, spirituality, and religion frequently appear either side by side or are even used synonymously for one another. In fact, the focus of this special issue uses all three terms in the title, including all three as equal parts. While there is merit to including all three terms for investigating issues in areas of student development, a distinction should also be made when discussing these three important and interrelated concepts. In this issue alone, we discuss religion, spirituality, and faith, and the developmental issues involved with each. Yet, when we discuss one, are we really talking about another? Where is the overlap of one to the other? Or are we really lumping all three into the same construct? Asterisk Leanne Lewis Nay.